Behind the new teal dorm on the Baylor campus, a swarm of yellow-shirted youth descends on an SUV with California plates. The gang immediately begins to open doors and empty the car's contents by the armload. No, it's not mob rule, it's move-in day. Upperclassmen volunteer to move in students' belongings, and they're surprisingly efficient at it. Just say your room number and your car will be empty in about a minute.
Take all this car stuff to 421!
The driver of the California SUV is Pamela Ruffner, a sophomore engineering student from Santa Clarita, California. She's been through this before, but still says it's a little strange.
Yeah, it's a bit overwhelming because it's like, I don't quite know where all my stuff is going, but hopefully it'll work out.
Ruffner is moving into Teal Dorm, a brand new 347-bed dorm that will house engineering students, faculty, and staff. Jeff Doyle, Baylor's Dean for Student Learning and Engagement, says that the new dorm is part of a greater project to increase the number of students who live in on-campus housing.
I mean, you basically show them that this is a place they want to be at, and if they don't, then you figure out a way to make it more attractive.
How do you make a dorm more attractive? Teal features a variety of apartment-style layouts, no more sharing bathrooms with 20 people. The building has a science kitchen where young engineers can work on personal and classroom projects in a lab setting, and the building is peppered with study and community spaces throughout. And along with the new dorm, the university has built a new dining hall that has, among other things, the largest rotisserie and Mongolian grill in Waco. Dean Doyle points out that there's no Xboxes or kitschy special sensory deprivation nap chairs to be had in the dorms, but incoming freshman Nick Baxter says it's still pretty cool.
It's sweet. It's sick. It's great. I can't wait.
For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Ryland Barton.